Good morning. Oh, this is so exciting, getting to talk with y'all. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and so it's cool that I get to finally do it. So I've been a part of this church since I was really little, probably all my life, and I've learned a lot of valuable lessons during my time. I've been told that I have a servant's heart, and I believe that I learned that from you, from this congregation. So growing up in the church, I've had so many great role models. The adults and high schoolers that I grew up with were like superheroes to me because they were always up to something, raising money to send care packages to Africa, gathering food for food banks in town, or just teaching me about how great God's love is. That was super cool to be able to know so much and do so much for people so far away. Writing this sermon reminded me of watching Jenny Smith give her children's Sabbath sermon, and it was really cool because now I get to. Watching all of these great things going on around me as a little kid made me want to be a part of the magic and of the service. So I tried my best to learn and help as much as I could, but I couldn't do it alone. This church amazes me. The support that you all give is a true blessing. In everything I do, I know that I have this loving community behind me, and I really want to thank you all for that. You may not know it, but you all have mentored me and influenced me, and I wouldn't be the same person I am without all of you. So today I'm going to take you on a little highlight reel of my journey in the church and the steps I took towards my life of service. Growing up, when I look back, I just remember being in Ms. Durst's class. Like, that's the one thing I remember as a kid. And she taught me so much. I remember going into her classroom and fighting with the other kids over who got to light the Christ candle, or what color paper we would get to write down our prayers. If you never saw the prayer chain in her room, I'm sorry, it was beautiful. I'm sorry, my voice is really hoarse today. Ms. Durst taught me almost everything I know and love about the Bible, and she's the reason that I'll never forget the Lord's Prayer or the 23rd Psalm. The Sunday spent in her classroom encouraged me to talk about the Bible and to share the good news with others. And that was my first step towards a life of service, because I was taught I could now teach, which leads me to the next area in my life that sparked a change. When I was in third grade, I spent my first summer at Mount Wesley. That little campground is one of my favorite places on earth. I learned so much as a camper, and I've met so many amazing people there. Though I grew up in faith, that was where I truly accepted God and devoted my life to Him. And I saw where I would take my next step. I started counseling camps as soon as I could after I turned 15, and now I help plan and run them with other youth in the area. Getting to work as a counselor meant I got to work and teach youth of all ages and of all situations. One of the great memories that I have is this girl that was in my cabin and that I've been working with all week stood up one day in worship and said that she was gonna give her life to Christ. And that was amazing, because this girl had been through a lot. She had divorced parents. Her dad was an alcoholic. Her older siblings were in the worst of crowds, and there was a bully at her school that would not leave her alone. But the time that I got to spend with her, studying the Bible and talking to her, taught us both that God loved her, because that she didn't believe that God loved her. And it was amazing that I got to help a child reach out to God. But, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do it without this church. And the time I spent at these camps counseling made me realize that it's something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life, which, if some of you don't know, I'm going to TCU in the fall, and I'm going to be studying psychology so I can become a therapist. But where would I be if I hadn't gone to those camps and realized that? Y'all helped me get there, and that's really amazing. Another memory as I look back on my journey is my confirmation. And my confirmation was especially special to me because it was the spring after that that summer at Mount Wesley where I accepted God. And I had some amazing mentors to help me during my confirmation. The Schultzes, they brought me into their little family and just made me feel a part of it. They showed me so much love and wisdom. I was so amazed at how much Mr. Schultze knew about the Bible. I mean, he is an amazing man, and Ms. Schultze taught me so much, and she loved me like one of her own. And that's where I took another step. I promised myself that I would treat everyone the way that the Schultzes treated me, because to me, they were a prime example about how Jesus loved. And they hold a special place in my story and in my heart. And I hope to make them proud. This last memory that I have, I will try to get through it as well as I can. I can't talk about my faith and how far I've come without reflecting on the influence that my mother had on me. My mother is a wonderful Christian woman, and she has one of the biggest hearts that I know. Her strength amazes me. She always finds a way to help people in need. I can't say much more without getting all emotional, because I probably am already, but the biggest step of service I have taken is to always strive to be as faithful and as loving as she is. I love her, and she will always be my Christian role model. So I've come a long way since the little girl that used to run around these pews and down these halls. All of these stories and people I've mentioned taught me so many valuable lessons. And the most important of these is that you should always look for a way to serve your God. Whether it's inviting a friend to church, volunteering, teaching youth, or just letting someone know that they are loved, you can always find a way to serve. The scripture that we just read, I took something from there. In John 20:21, Jesus says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." God made us his disciples so that we could carry on his message and his love. And so we should. It's something that we should all strive to do. I know I have made it a personal goal of mine to find a way to serve him every day, big or small. And it's a goal that I hope I will fulfill as long as I live. So I'm being sent out soon as a college freshman and as a servant of God. College, I imagine, will bring new joys and new challenges that will test my faith and my strength. But I know I have a wonderful family to come home to when I need support and guidance. Thank you for all the wonderful years that you've given me in this church, and your love is something that I will miss and never forget. And I'll remember it every time that I am tested and every time that I look for a way to serve. And that is my journey, and I hope to continue it. And I thank y'all for everything. Yay.
Morning, everyone. I'd like to share what my leg of a story in this is, that our God is a very mysterious God, and that's completely apparent in all of our lives. And what I'm going to be talking about today is purpose. Now, purpose is the thing that I believe God has taught me from a very young age up till now. gosh, this is a lot bigger than life crowd, but all right. But ultimately, purpose is something that has always stood out to me, has been the one thing that our heavily mysterious and merciful God has always taught me. And if you'll bear with me for a second, I'm going to go back to the Bible verse, Ecclesiastes, that has taught me what purpose truly means in the world. Sorry, I do not know the chapters by heart. Here it is. Okay, enough of the awkward silence. All right, it's the story of the teacher. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher, completely meaningless. What do people get from all their hard work under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth never changes. The sun rises and the sun sets, then hurries around to rise again. The wind blows south and then turns north. Around and around it goes, blowing in circles. Rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the waters return again to the rivers and flows out again into the sea. Everything is worrisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is truly new. Sometimes people say, here is something new, but actually it is old. Nothing is truly new. We don't remember what happened in the past and in future generations. No one remembers what we are doing now. Now, that seems like a pretty daunting scripture, because it says everything is meaningless. But really, it's saying that everything on this earth is meaningless. We don't have to, or from my story, well, I'll start with a little backstory first. In my life, I gave my purpose to sports, to school, to things of this world. I never really gave much thought to Jesus. But whenever sports runs out, or whenever your education stops, whenever there's a hard part in your life that you just don't know how to get around, what's your purpose? It's almost a depressing feeling knowing that you have no purpose at that moment. There's nothing for you to do. But there is one purpose that I have learned in my life through thick and thin is always there, and that's the purpose of serving Jesus. No matter how much you can put into another purpose, and most of those purposes are well meant, Jesus is the purpose that we have all been sent down here to follow and to keep. In my story, as most of you know, I was pretty good at the sport of track and field. Enough medals would always make me happy for a couple moments, but then after that, it just leaves. And I found that in the same thing with other accomplishments of this world. They just leave. You're left feeling helpless, left feeling without a keeper. And that is where my Bible verse comes into play. Everything happens, and it just happens again. But the only thing that is a constant in this world is Jesus. And to keep from rambling on, I would just like to say that's what I have learned from our very mysterious God, and that is truly what I believe is my purpose on this world, and I hope that you can find purpose in Jesus as well.